Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's think about a life now framed by music. This classic song recorded by Marian Anderson was in the air when Medgar Wiley Evers was born in the hot summer of 1925 in Decatur, Mississippi. But trouble did not define Medgar Evers in those days. He thrived in school, went off to the army where he fought valiantly in France and Germany in World War II, and came back to go to school at Alcorn College. He got married to a fellow student, they had three children, and Medgar became a successful insurance salesman. And that's what led him directly into confrontation with white segregationists. He tried to get into law school and was denied because he was black. Thurgood Marshall was his attorney. He became field secretary for the NAACP in Mississippi and took on the white businesses directly with protests and boycotts.
I had one merchant to call me, and he said, I want you to know that I've talked to my national office today, and they want me to tell you that we don't need nigger business. These are stores that help to support the White Citizens Council, the council that is dedicated to keeping you and I second-class citizens.
Medgar Evers was assassinated 50 years ago, 1963, and this was the song in the air then.
He said, "Walk like a man, walk like a man, walk like a man."
But Evers' death, senseless and barbaric, became a rallying cry. Someone who had fought in World War II would become a casualty in his own nation, shot in the back by a coward. He died in front of his family on the pavement in front of his home in Jackson, Mississippi.
His name was Medgar Evers, and he walked his road alone, like Emmett Till and thousands more whose names we'll never know.
Yes, almost immediately, Medgar Evers became the seed for a whole genre of protest songs.
But deep inside, they both knew what it took to bring him down. Too many martyrs and too many dead.
That's Phil Oakes, The Ballad of Medgar Evers. Or in the same year, Bob Dylan, Only a Pawn in Their Game.
From the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name.
Evers, you see, was an understandable character whose success cut deep into the notion of American fairness and fair play. His success and articulation, huge following among the Mississippi middle class, was what made him a threat. Here, Nina Simone's tribute talks all about how Evers fought segregation by chasing away blacks' fear of whites.
Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last.
There are dozens of references to Evers in lyrics and literature. The Evers case hit deep into the American psyche. Here's Judy Collins singing this song as a mother explaining to a child the senseless death of his dad.
Bye bye, my baby, I'll rock you to sleep. Sing you a sad song, it might make you weep. Your daddy's dead, and he'll never come back.
I'm a demonstrating G.I. from Fort Bragg. The way they treat my people, Lord, it makes me mad.
As the voices grew, so did the protests in 1963. Evers was a turning point, and it is that that is celebrated and memorialized and remembered, sadly. And also the understanding that everything changed 50 years ago by that one bullet in Medgar Evers' back.
And I'll be back, standing tall with my boots so black. I'm a demonstrating G.I. from Fort Bragg.